A mid-year report from the Greater Houston Partnership indicates apartment occupancy is at about 90%. Rates below 90 tip the balance in favor of renters, and occupancy is expected to fall into the mid-80s. This as developers are adding 25,000 more units over the next 2 years. Things are going well with job growth until last year. Bruce McClenney is with ApartmentData.com.
Job growth was, I guess in 2014, it was around 100,000 jobs, and all of a sudden in 2015, it fell off the table. We got caught in a development stage, and the job growth kind of ran out on us. So there's more supply than demand right now, which would be a definition of overbuilt.
The inventory of single-family homes for rent has increased over the past year, and especially in the past 30 to 60 days. The market is forcing property owners to absorb increased property taxes and insurance costs. Vojek Keats is with ManageRentHouses.com.
So we definitely have a pressure on the rent from the market, and the pressure is to keep the rent, it must stay low, despite the fact that taxes have gone up and insurance rates have gone up as well. Property owners have to absorb the difference between what their expectations were, perhaps, and where the market is today.
But Bruce McClenney is optimistic.
Oh, absolutely. And this is just a short pause in the life of an apartment developer or apartment management company.
The Greater Houston Partnership says apartment owners and developers are more likely to see crude oil hit $70 a barrel before Houston returns to a landlord's market. From the News 88.7 Business Desk, I'm Ed Mayberry.